Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it is November the 3rd. And I have been away for a couple of days from the podcast, not away, but away from the podcast, and needing to take that break. And, you know, I didn't really mention it because I didn't plan on it. It's just the way things have been rolling. So despite my intentions to be pretty disciplined daily about it, it just didn't have it in the tank. So you'll please forgive me for that. And coming back today to really what's going on, what's on my mind right now. This week feels like a year, and that's how it's been going lately. And that's really the topic, which is, you know, I used to live in Hawaii. I've lived in Hawaii twice. And there's a lot of beauty in Hawaii. There's a lot of amazing geography and biology. And I mean, it's just a tremendously powerful place. If you've never lived in Hawaii, I don't think you realize, even if you visited, you don't have a sense. Living there is different. Let me just put it that way. And for those of you who have lived there, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a deeply spiritual place. And one of the reasons for that is that it is so isolated in the middle of the ocean. And it has something that a lot of places don't have, which is an active volcano, particularly on the Big Island. And I'll never forget going and seeing that volcano the first time. I stood at the crater and I was just in awe of nature's power. I could see why the native Hawaiian people and, you know, other tribes and, you know, people from a long time ago mythologized the power of the volcano, that it had a godlike presence. It was tied to God. It was tied to, you know, certainly a power greater than ourselves. And it very much is literally a power much greater than any individual. That's for sure. So you can see why its activity has been linked with movement from God, because that's how it feels when you're standing in front of that thing, knowing that it could swallow you up at any given moment. But the thing that I'm thinking about volcanoes today is that they go through these periods. And, you know, there was an eruption a few years ago in Hawaii. Maybe it was a couple of years. I don't remember. It wasn't that long ago. That volcano started erupting again. Now, it doesn't spew out huge splashes straight up from the crater. It kind of, you know, oozes it out the side sometimes. They come in different forms. But no matter how they erupt, there's a period of great disruption where the unknown is paramount. How long will it go? How big will the explosion be? How big will the eruption be overall in terms of mass volume? There's the explosiveness of it, and then there's the volume of it. How much land is it going to consume? And excuse me, perhaps even more importantly, what is this space going to look like when it's all over? Now, in the most recent eruption, there were whole swaths of neighborhoods that are no longer because the volcano took them out. Now, people knew that this was the case and they were in, you know, danger zones. But when it's erupting, it's in a process of intense and accelerated churn. And what we don't know is on the other end of that, what life's going to be like. What is the earth going to look like? What's my neighborhood? Is my house going to be there? What's the land going to look like? Trees are going to be gone. There's now going to be a whole bunch of black, you know, lava rock that will eventually spring beautiful plants, eventually. But for right now, it just looks like a natural paving exercise. And you know what? Life is a lot like this. It's a lot like having a volcano. You don't know when it's going to erupt always. Sometimes you get a sense. You can kind of see it. Sometimes you don't know. And then you're in a protracted period of eruptions large and small. And what you don't know is what is life going to look like at the other end of this eruption? I talked about tempering process before, that strength and growth is a tempering process, heating up, pounding, aligning molecules, and then cooling down and then heating up again. It's sort of similar to that. And it's important to acknowledge, I think, and this is what I've been going through, because I'm going through a radical shift in my perspective, opening myself up to new opportunities with my business and life. And it is a moment of intense eruption where I need to recognize how much energy it takes to be living with those conditions, where on any given day, I'm working on a client issue, networking with six different people that I've never met, exploring, how to bridge, how to connect what I've been doing to what I need to be doing next to thrive, to bring in the kind of income that I need to bring in and want to bring in for the future, adjusting to a new life, a new society, and new opportunities, and dealing with all the other challenges of life. Now, this is not, many people deal with this. I'm not singling myself out here. And at the same time, recognizing how much energy that takes. And have I been feeling it lately as I've been in the decision-making mode. And there have been days where I'm just absolutely sapped. And I go, why am I so sapped? I mean, I'm healthy. I go to the gym. I eat relatively well, although I did have a little bit too much Halloween candy. I got to really offload that stuff. But recognizing how much energy that takes has been so, so important to, not being overly critical, and also recognizing that it just is what it is. It just takes a lot of energy. When the mind's going that much, it's exhausting. And, you'll hear lots of advice about calming your mind and not ruminating. And I have not been in a place of rumination. Well, there have been times of that for sure. But also just accepting that it's exhausting and not trying to fight that. That in and of itself is, I think, really, really powerful. And it's where I've been for sure. And so I have a dear, dear friend. One of the ways that coping, but sort of working through these decisions and crafting the next chapter, et cetera, have a dear, dear friend who's coming to town and helping me work through aspects of it in terms of, being mindful about my approach. We don't do this alone. And boy, to have people who love you and see you and really know your heart and know your strengths and can be an amazing sounding board is truly an immeasurable gift. So I'm really looking forward to this visit. And I guess in some ways it's a working visit, but it to me, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like creation. It feels like co-creation and connection with myself and my heart and with my dear friend. And so we're all going to, my wife and I and she, we're all going to have a good time together. It's going to be great. So I am so grateful for you and for so many other people. And I have to say, a lot of people that I'm meeting whom I've never met before, I've joined these referral groups and I've been meeting people. It still amazes me how gracious people are that you've never met, that just want to connect and figure out if there's some opportunity to help each other and genuinely are interested in you and you're interested in them. That really exists. And I'm seeing it in spades. And, I'm an extrovert, so I like connecting with people, but even that can be a bit exhausting, but boy, I tell you what, on balance, it's a really wonderful thing to be meeting so many new people and learning from them and just having those human moments. So I'm going to keep that up as well. I hope whatever churn you're going through, if it's not a volcanic eruption, great. Enjoy this period where you can put your energy into maybe just daily performance. You can hyper-focus on a particular area that you want to work on. Maybe it's your muscle mass or, you know, reading a bunch of books or whatever it is. And then when the volcano erupts and, you know, you can give yourself some grace for how much energy it takes to be in that place of churn and moving to unknown places, that's also good. So thank you for listening as always. Twitter, forget Twitter. Instagram at Matt Stone Co. The website for the podcast is mattstone.co. I'm so glad you're listening as always. And we will catch you hopefully tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.